It's your hot dog song of the week with Jarvex. Make Oklahoma weirder.
Hey listeners, it's Jarvex again with my hot dog song of the week.
Hot dog.
I'm a terrible gardener. One time I did a science project for school, hypothesizing which plant seeds would grow better with which kind of water, ranging from tap to bottled and so on. Well, none of the seeds so much as sprouted, and so with my trifold presentation board, I went to school with the scientific conclusion that the experiment was inconclusive, due to failures of the scientist. Me. I say this because I'm playing a single for you called Liberal Pansies. And while I know that pansy is a demeaning slang term, I also know that it is a flower, and both the song and the artwork seem to nod to that double meaning. The cover art presents assorted human faces blooming from out of floral hedges, and there's a lyric in here about fragile flowers. I tried looking up the life cycle of pansies, among other things, and apparently it depends on the climate. While that doesn't help me much with understanding these flowers, it does remind me of a basic rule of thumb that I clearly forgot in school. Hospitable environments are necessary for good health. The man who wrote, recorded, and released Liberal Pansies back in April is a Tulsa-based indie project called Empress. Hat tip to the Oklahoma Rock Show for putting this band on my radar, by the way. Tune into that show weekly here at KOSU on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Central. I really love the dual lead vocals abundance in this band's small but budding catalog, and I especially love their concepts. Even if I can't quite wrap my mind around what the flowery title means, it could be a reappropriated offensive remark or an ode to flourishing gardens or both. I don't know, but I do know it's a cool song. It subverts the nature of traditional song structure, first cutting short a would-be chorus, then transforming its reappearance into a psychedelic wonkabout of a conclusion. It knows better than to tie things up in a nice bow because, well, things are too messed up for that. Maybe it's because the band cites a history and rock scene girl bands as an influence, or maybe it's because I have the latest Mariah Bailey album on the brain, but I can't help interpreting this song through a feminist lens, where women are so often defined and portrayed by other outside voices, voices that don't listen, voices that are unreliable and dismissive and self-centered. Well, remember what I said about hospitable environments and good health. That goes for mental health, too. While this song is definitely a fun listen, it doesn't come from a fun place. I sense frustration in these lyrics, and if the unconventional song structure is an indication, our narrators get so worn out fighting off these harmful projections that they ultimately collapse into full-blown gaslighting. And here I am, a male music reviewer, puzzling over my botanic shortcomings to try and present a take on a band with two female leads. Maybe I don't always need a take. Maybe our minds don't always have to be made up. Maybe we can all take a lesson and just listen for once. Released in April, here's the new single, Liberal Pansies, by Empress.
I'm
To get more of my take on Oklahoma music, follow my blog and community platform, Make Oklahoma Weirder, which I run with my partner, Electra. You can find us at MakeOklahomaWeirder.com or on social media at WeirderOK, where we put out live music recommendations, music reviews, and other fun stuff. If you want to support us, pick up some of our merch available at select local retailers like Dig It in OKC's Plaza District, or consider joining our Patreon for as little as $1 a month. This podcast is produced by KOSU Radio and the Spy FM, and is adapted from a radio segment I contribute to Lindsay's Lounge, a radio show that airs every Saturday at 8 p.m. on KOSU The Spy. The opening jingle was written and performed by Lindsay Cox. The hot dog sound bites were improvised by Timothy and Mary Stevens. The outro music was written and performed by Sephra Schuber. And I'm your host, Evan Jarvix. Thank you for tuning in and supporting new independent music. I'll be back next week with another Oklahoma-based artist who I hope will make you exclaim, "Hot dog!"
As you go about your morning routine, there are a few things that are a must. You brush your teeth, put on a fresh pair of clothes, maybe even try to eat something before rushing out the door. You are busy. That's why we started the KOSU Daily Podcast, so you can get all the news you need while you're on the go. Subscribe to the KOSU Daily Podcast today.